father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Let's get right into it with the head coach of the St. Louis Billikens. Our Billiken Report is sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri, and we welcome back into the show the head coach at SLU, Josh Schertz. Coach, great to have you. Congrats on the win over LaSalle, 84-72.
Appreciate it, Tom. Happy to be on. We're getting ready to hopefully fly back. I had some mechanical issues yesterday, so we're here in Philly still, but planning on getting on back to the Lou here soon.
I appreciate that update and safe travels as you finish out on the East Coast there. You beat LaSalle. Might not have been your prettiest game, but you know what? In the end, the scoreboard shows 84-72, and I'll tell you, let me start with something that was very pretty. Have you seen SportsCenter yet? They put Kellen Thames in the SportsCenter top 10. What a ridiculous Harlem Globetrotters save to hit Quentin Jones for the layup.
Yeah, how about that? I don't know. I was shocked it wasn't number one. That was about as impressive a play as I've seen. I mean, to be on the full run, get the deflection, full run, jump in the air, go between the legs, and throw a dot to Quentin Jones led us to a transition layup. So, you know, it was a remarkable play. And, you know, the first half, you go back, you watch the game, and you know, I didn't think our defense was awesome in the first half. In the first 5 or 6 minutes, I thought from there, it was really, really good. I mean, you walk out of the first half, they're shooting 24%, they have 24 points. And I thought we did a really good job. We had a stretch offensively. I thought we weren't great. Again, first, 8-10 minutes, and I thought we really got humming in transition and our movement in the half court and played with some purpose for us. Second half, I thought our offense was good to start, first 12, 13 minutes, and we're up 24. And then I thought our defense the whole second half was bad. Down the stretch, last 7 minutes, we were pretty poor on both ends. But, you know, as you said, I mean, but this LaSalle team's a team that, you know, plays really hard. They're athletic. They have good players. They're well coached. They have an identity. They're a team that, you know, George Mason came in here and, you know, LaSalle led for 37 minutes. They had the lead in the final 2.5 minutes. You know, they went to G-Dub, had a lead with 10 minutes to go at their place. And so it's a good team. It's a good win. But certainly we want to play to a standard for the entire, 40 minutes and have accountability to that. And regardless of, score. And I thought we were sloppy second half, certainly defensively the whole half. And last 7 minutes offensively.
Well, no question, when you play an A-10 team, you have to play a full 40 minutes no matter who it is and against you. I mean, if you're going to beat St. Louis University, you better be ready to go for 40 because your team can score in bunches. To flip on to the offensive side, I mean, you had a 20-point lead at halftime. Yeah, a 19-4 spurt, as you mentioned, locking down defensively, just one field goal for LaSalle over the final 5 minutes of the opening frame. I mean, that is just remarkable. Yep. And I thought Quentin was a big part of that. I mean, a Q with a pair of big baskets, then that three by Sharma. That was a fun spurt.
Yeah, when we get our when we're engaged, and I mean, I don't want to make it like, I mean, look, we're second in the country in effective field goal defense. And we're second in the country in effective field goal offense. So it's not like, we're pretty good on both ends. But the defense triggers the offense in that segment. I mean, it was, you know, our defense and our rebounding. You know, now we're out in transition. I thought, you know, we talked about the play with Kellen. You know, we had a great, you know, spray ahead and throw across to Eshaun. You know, got the ball downhill in transition. But it all started with our defense. I thought in that segment, you know, we were elite defensively. We really were. We were, you know, LaSalle's a big paint team. I thought we kept them out of the paint. I thought we did a great job of closing off possessions. And in that spurt, I thought we were about as you know, we were elite on both ends of the floor, which is what we're trying to play to, is get to our identity offensively, our identity defensively, and as much of the 40 minutes as we can get to. And, you know, in that stretch, we certainly were to that, and that's where the game opened up. You know, Brady Dunlap, a couple big shots. We offensive rebounded. You know, there's a number of things in that stretch I thought we did at a much higher level than we did in the second half.
When you look at the fouls, what concerns you there? I mean, here we are with 26 of 39 at the line for LaSalle and 16 of 22 for St. Louis. I mean, that's a big difference there. Are you concerned about that, and how do you analyze it?
Yeah, you know, you're gravely concerned about it. You know, because really the 39 to 22, I mean, one of their, you know, two of our free throws were a technical foul on them, so it wasn't a foul. You know, it was just a technical foul on them. So really, you know, if you're looking at free throws inside the game, it was, you know, it was 39 to 20. So they basically doubled us in free throws. And, you know, and then DCU, I mean, they finished 24 to 16, but they fouled us three times in the last 90 seconds to, you know, because we were up, they were trying to foul to get back in the game. And so really in the guts of that game, it was 24 to 10. And the same thing was true at St. Joe's at home. So, yeah, you know, it's an unsustainable, you know, way to play. I mean, I've got to look at it from, you know, how much of those are we fouling? I've done this a long time. I've never seen, you know, such a disparity in free throws. But three games in, I think it's, you know, 87-49. And again, out of those 49, you know, six are late against VCU and two are on a technical foul against LaSalle. So it's really, you know, 87-41. And you know, I've got to figure it out. We've got to obviously try to do our part, which is play without, you know, fouling. We certainly got to be better at getting fouled. I feel like we're driving it. I feel like in all three games, we've, you know, been the more forceful team. If you look at, you know, points in the paint, we've kind of dominated that in all three games inside the league. And, you know, in the 13 games we played prior to going in the league, it wasn't an issue. So I don't know if it's changed. We're fouling more, if, you know, and we're getting fouled less, or, but, you know, it's something we're looking at. I'm certainly trying to talk to, you know, the people, you know, in the A-10 office about, you know, what we need to do on our end. And certainly, you know, see if, you know, why we're not getting fouls when we're driving and there's contact, and why we are getting called for fouls. And again, what can we do to clean it up on our end? What can we do to be, you know, and get foul calls on the other end? And then, you know, again, I just, you know, usually, you know, it's not, you know, but normally the fouls are usually free throws, usually close to even or in the ballpark, even most games, you know, where you have three games in a row where there's a massive disparity. You know, it's certainly a cause for concern, not something that's sustainable for us to keep winning if we're going to give up, you know, 15 to 20 more free throws every single game than our opponent.
Josh Schertz, last thing is, you have a game on Wednesday night against Fordham. Look at Fordham. I mean, what did we just say about the A-10? You can't sleep any time. I mean, St. Bonaventure is considered to be an upper-level team in the league, and they get beat at home by Fordham, 81-77 yesterday. Here we go with a huge game at Chaffetz on Wednesday, and I bet you'd love to see a big crowd like you had on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, absolutely. Fordham, you know, Mike's done a really good job there. He's a great coach. They've got really good team. He's done a wonderful job with them. And so they were close. You know, they went into Dayton. I think they lost by five or six at Dayton. And then they go into St. Bonaventure, get a big win, and they'll be coming here, certainly, you know, flying with confidence. And so, yes, you know, excited to get back home. Would love to see our crowd, you know, rocking. When, like I said, when Chaffetz is going, I've been at VCU. I've been at Dayton. I'd put Chaffetz up there at the top of the list of any venue in the league.
father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When it's full in terms of the acoustics and how loud the fans are and the energy they provide. So, you know, big-time home court advantage. It's a great time to have it here as we get into the, you know, the depths of conference play. So hopefully fans come out and support it. I do think Fordham's got a really good team. I think Mike does a good job with them. It'll be a really challenging game. As you said, every game in this league, conference play is just unique, and so we'll have to be ready. Looking forward to getting home. Guys have a day off today, and then we'll get prepped starting on Monday here for a really good team.
Yeah, it should be fun. I think at the end of the season, when you have your end of the season Billiken highlight reel, there should be an interlude of just Thames. Just Thames, yeah. Just doing crazy stuff, you know?
Every game, there's at least one, usually more than one, but every game there's at least one crazy Kellen Thames play that he does that, you know, nobody else can make. I don't know anybody else in college basketball that can do some of the things that he does, and certainly we're lucky to have him. We know that, and he's been a huge part of this run, and if we're going to do what we hope to do, he's going to be a big part of spearheading that.
Enjoy the conversation as always, Coach. We'll see you Wednesday.
Sounds good, Tom. See you Wednesday.
Thank you. Josh Schertz, head coach of the Billikens, with us. Our visit sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. We'll check in with the St. Louis Blues when we come back. You're listening to Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.